Good morning. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. It's a beautiful morning out there. The weather this weekend is going to be great, so I'm looking forward to that. But we're at Hump Day. It's Wednesday, and it's a great time to be alive. It really is. If you need some work done on your teeth, let's think about our sea creatures and think about fish, because I'm here with Fishbine Orthodontics, Hannah Uwe. Thank you for being here this morning. How you doing?
Hi, Jake. Thank you so much for having me on today.
Yes, I love the marketing and the illustrations you guys have for Fishbine, because it just makes me happy. I love seeing that little fish mascot every time I go by there. But tell us a little bit about Fishbine Orthodontics.
Yeah. Well, first of all, excellent pronunciation. A lot of people get tripped up on that.
Oh, yeah?
So I always tell them it's like Einstein. Right. So Fishbine, Dr. Mm-hmm. Fishbine, Dr. Benjamin Fishbine, he's the one who started it back in 2013 with Dr. Austin. We actually celebrated 10 years last year.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah. Mm-hmm,
big deal.
Yeah. How long have you been with Fishbine?
I actually started in 2020. Mm. The week that I started actually was the week that they opened up after lockdown.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay, good. I'm glad you're on the front line there.
Yeah.
Definitely essential for our teeth.
No, it was, yeah. For sure.
I had the benefit of orthodontics when I was a child, so that really has helped me in my life and led to a lot of good checkups.
I had some
very, very crooked teeth when I was a little kid, I'm telling you, but they really fixed it. So orthodontic care. Tell us a little bit real quick about the importance of orthodontic care.
Oh my goodness. So there's so much that I could talk about in this subject alone. Mm. A lot of people think that braces and Invisalign is just kind of an aesthetic thing.
Right.
You know, you have some crooked teeth or maybe some gaps that you're not a fan of. But especially when it comes to the health of your teeth, you want to make sure that you're looking at it as a whole. One thing that people don't realize is that when your teeth are crowded, that can actually lead to maybe some food that are trapped in there, which of course lead to cavities, things like that. When you're talking about misalignment and your jaw, and things, there's a whole lot of things that we can talk about there, but it's definitely not just for aesthetics, although it doesn't hurt that at the end of it, you know, you have a pretty happy, healthy, confident smile.
Exactly, exactly. Go to fishortho.com. I love that website too. It's just so cool. Fishortho.com. My guest this morning, Hannah Uwe from Fishbine Orthodontics. You guys have locations all over?
All over. We've actually got 9 locations.
We
opened up our newest one in October in Panama City.
Nice.
But yeah, we've got probably one near you if you're in Northwest Florida.
Right. Yeah, I see the signs all over the place. If you have questions or comments for Hannah this morning, let us know, 437-1620. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. All right, so Fishbine is not just an orthodontics office. You guys get involved in our community, and that's really what we're here to talk about today. Partners in education, that's a big one, because we want to start, you know, especially with the orthodontic work, we want to get them young when they're a child and they've got those teeth that they're going to keep for a long time in their life. We want to get them going on the right track. So let's talk about Fishbine's community involvement.
Yeah, absolutely. So I could pretty much talk about this all day, every day. It's a big part of what I get to do. And I say get to do because it really is a privilege to get to do this. Mm. One of the biggest reasons I even joined Fishbine in 2020 was I saw the community involvement that they were doing in the schools during, you know, they were taking out water fountains. And a lot of kids, you know, they were already, things were tight. Parents were like, you're telling me I got to buy a water bottle now for my kid? And so we saw that specific need, and we were able to meet that through our water bottle initiative, and we were able to give it to schools in Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Okaloosa County. Mm. We now have 66 partners in education.
Wow.
Yep, 66 partners in education. So all those schools. We ask, what can we help you specifically with? Because I think a lot of people can just say, hey, we're here to help. Let us know if you need anything. But I think what makes a difference is if you are able to do something, then do something. Do something and actually put legs to what you're saying.
Right.
And I think that that's what made a big difference is that we said, hey, we're here to help. And we gave them a list of specific things. And then we actually did it. You know, we were in there with them and we said, hey, we know this is a need. Let's meet it.
Wow.
But yeah, that's just a little bit about what we do with our partners in education. We also do a Student of the Month program. If they opt in to do that, a lot of our partners in education, they have wanted us to help with them with that. Many of the schools didn't have the funds to do a Student of the Month program. And I actually used to be in the education system. One of the things that I think is so important with kids is confidence. You don't know what a lot of these kids are going through behind the scenes, but to have someone come behind them and root for them and to give them the confidence and just to cheer for them and say, I want you to succeed, that could mean the world of difference. And in and out of the clinic, our team is constantly trying to make this a reality for our patients and our community. Whether you're a patient or not, you are going to be welcomed in here to know that we just want to root for you. We want to give you confident, happy smiles, but also just confidence in other areas as well.
A couple of things you said that really stuck out to me, and I didn't really even think about it much, is, you know, with the whole pandemic and the shutdowns and everything, I've been out of school for quite some time, a couple years at least since high school for me, but everything really changed for our kids, even the way they consumed water, because, I mean, our every day coming back from recess, we all lined up at that water fountain, which, thinking about it now and me being the germaphobe that I am, I can't believe that I did this, but it's just shocking now. But yeah, everything really changed for them. So the mentality and all of that really shifted. So it just really made me think about that. And what you said, I really loved, you know, it's like, we're here to help, but like you said, a lot of people show up and they want to help. They want to do something good, but they don't go in with a plan. There's no specific needs that need to be filled that they can show up prepared for.
Exactly.
And that is a great aspect to what you do. So thank you for the work that you do.
Yeah.
And thank you for just being so excited and happy about it, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So I can just tell that this is just a great source of happiness and pride for you.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, yeah. Of course. You know, a lot of people, they'll see me post about, we do so many events. If you go to a community event here in Northwest Florida, you might see our table there.
Yeah.
And, you know, we try to make our presence known in the community because we want to be there to help. And a lot of people will come up to me and ask me, what do you actually do?
You're an ambassador of sorts.
Yeah, and it's a little cheesy, but my go-to answer is, I get to make people smile for my job, and I can't believe I get paid to do that. But even beyond that, I think our entire team at Fishbind will get behind me in saying that we get to build confidence within our community, and it just so happens that we get to do that through braces and Invisalign. That's just the how, but the why is just as important. Why do we do what we do? You know, working isn't easy. Times are tough.
Yep.
But when you come into our clinics, one thing that I can say, because not only was I in the clinic doing this too, but I get to see this with our team members from the front desk, to the clinicians, to our doctors. Some of our assistants see 20 to 30 patients a day. Some of our doctors see over 100 patients a day.
Wow.
And every single patient is met with care, positivity, and just, they're just welcomed in there, you know? And you're going into typically into a place like this because you have some kind of insecurity or you have something you want to fix. So I think it's very important to be welcomed in there and just to have a place where you can feel safe and you can talk about what you want to talk about. And our doctors, our staff, our team, they just are living examples of what a positive attitude can really help.
And it really can. Just saying thank you, opening a door, these little things,
100%.
You know, just micro positivities every day that we can do. But you're getting involved in a much bigger way. We're going to talk about that when we come back. We're going to talk about YMC Healthy Kids Day, right? That's coming up on Saturday, the 27th. That's this weekend. So we'll talk about that when we come back, more with Hannah Uy from Fishbine Orthodontics. Go to fishortho.com. Their Pensacola location is 4900 Marketplace Road, but they have 9 convenient locations. Is that including the one you just told?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Including Panama City.
Yeah. All right. So they're everywhere. Go by and see them. You've made it sound so good. I just want to go hang out there.
Come on over.
Yeah. It's just a warm, fuzzy place to be. Fishortho.com. We're going to have more with Hannah. Get your questions and comments in 437-1620. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. We'll be right back.
The celebration continues at Pete Moore Imports during Volkswagen's 75th anniversary sales event. Drive the Volkswagen Tiguan, a spacious SUV with plenty of savings, like a $2,000 customer cash discount, or lock in 0% APR for 60 full months. And for VW's largest SUVs, the Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport, you can choose 1.9% APR for 60 months or a $3,000 customer cash discount. For 75 years, Volkswagen has delivered a lineup of vehicles much loved by generations. From the VW ID.4 EV, the VW Taos, the ever-popular Jetta sedan, and the GTI and Golf R performance cars. VW continues to deliver excitement today. So come to Pete Moore Imports and celebrate with savings. 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through VCI and a standalone offer in lieu of customer cash discounts. Must take retail delivery by April 30th. See dealer for details.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. Thank you so much for joining me. 9 to 11 weekdays here on this radio station that I'm so proud to be a part of, News Radio 92.3. Thank you for joining me. I've got Hannah Uy in the studio this morning from Fishbine Orthodontics. Go to fishortho.com. Here to serve you in Pensacola on Marketplace Road at 4900 Marketplace and 9 convenient locations to serve you all around our community. And we're talking about the community this morning, and you're a part of our community. So let us know what your thoughts are. 437-1620 if you have any questions for Hannah. We're going to be talking about a great event coming up this Saturday from 10 to 2 at, where is this going to be?
It's actually going to be downtown Pensacola. It's the YMCA Healthy Kids Day. And obviously being in orthodontics, we are huge on making sure that hygiene, especially oral hygiene, the education starts with our kids. Mm-hmm. You know, I've got a two-year-old daughter, and we are practicing flossing right now, which she loves, but she really only has 2 teeth that she can floss.
Right. Yeah. It's not a long process right
not
now.
Not a long process yet.
Yeah. Cool. The importance of flossing. I mean, that is, I use the little flosser picks. And I've had some mixed reviews on that. I had one dentist tell me, they're like, oh, it's not as good as using the traditional string floss. And I'm like, yeah, but that string floss hurts. After a while, I'm like, oh, my finger's about to come off. I've severed it. But what are your thoughts on that? Do you use the
I use traditional and a water pick. So
Water pick.
We always recommend water picks to our patients because especially when you've got some, you know, braces or even if you've got the Invisalign or even if you don't have braces or Invisalign, a water pick's a really great option to kind of get anything else that you might have missed there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, doing something's definitely better than doing nothing though. So whatever your method is, keep doing that and you know, making sure that you have a healthy, happy smile.
Might be a great way to get kids involved because if they've got a water pick, that's going to be fun for them. I recently got a spin brush, and I'm telling you, I've always had fun brushing and flossing, but that spin brush has upped the game. I love it. Like, I can't wait to brush.
Yeah.
It's so much fun, and it's really, really good, you know.
So on that note, actually, last weekend, we were part of the Fred Levin Way Fest.
Oh, yes.
In downtown Pensacola, and we were able to give a couple thousands of toothbrushes and other oral hygiene products to families in need. And that was such an amazing event. I was not expecting such an amazing turnout. And I'm so glad that we were able to give that. And I was able to educate a couple of the kids on the importance of oral hygiene as well. So that was really amazing.
Awesome. Well, let's get back to the YMCA Healthy Kids Day this weekend. So tell me about that. What can we expect there?
Yeah. So this is similar actually to the Fred Levin Way event in that we're just trying to provide free resources to kids and families. And you don't need to be a kid or family in need. Everybody needs education, right? Everybody needs to be happy, healthy, and to get your body moving, and to learn more about how we can take care of the one and only body that you have.
Right. The only one you're going to get.
And the only one you're going to get,
You might get some spare parts here and there, but
But yeah, so come out to this Saturday. It's going to be from 10 to 2. You'll see the Big Fish Fine Tent with the Big Fish symbol on it. We've got some cute freebies that we're giving away. So and come talk to us. We always love to just share what we do in the community, how we can get involved, and all those good things.
Talk about some of your community partners that you partner up with for these events.
For sure. So our biggest one is Partners in Education, which we touched on a little bit earlier, with 66 partners in education from Escambia, Okaloosa, and Santa Rosa counties. We are able to help them with their Student of the Month programs. We did the Water Bottle Initiative. We also do a back-to-school breakfast for the teachers, and we actually just recently did a STAR teacher program. So I'm going to give the teachers a little shout-out here.
Yeah.
So it's Jonathan Ramos from Destin High, Tonya Wells from SS Dixon, and Whitney Hager from Kingsville Elementary were the STAR teacher winners, and that was just really cool.
Yeah,
congratulations.
Give it up for our teachers,
Our teachers do so much. You know, our Teacher Appreciation Week is coming up, I think, next week. Go thank a teacher.
Yes, definitely. Education is key, especially, you know, our hygiene, because a lot of the times, you know, they throw us in school and the parents have to go to work and we don't get a whole lot of, you know, basic education on certain things. And maybe a lot of things go assumed like, oh, well, sure, my kid knows how to brush his teeth properly. But I mean, there's a method and a right way to do everything, right?
100%.
Right.
I dress up as a tooth fairy and we go into a lot of these schools and we
talk
about...
Of course you do. I bet when they're like, hey, we need somebody to dress up as the tooth, you're like, I'll do it. It's me.
Yeah, I did. I jumped on the opportunity because it's a fun way to break the barrier of a maybe not so fun topic for a lot of people, you know?
Yeah.
And I got to talk to the kids about the proper way of brushing teeth and make it fun for them, make it memorable for them.
Mm. Talking about memories, I remember in high school, it was right before my senior prom, and I had braces for almost, it seemed like forever. I think it was about a year and a half that I had these things on. It was a lot of work they had to do. But man, right before prom, when I got those braces off, that, like you said, that confidence, I had a renewed self-confidence that is still going on today, you know? So
definitely.
Yeah, because a lot of the times your smile, hopefully, is what is the first thing that people see.
100%.
So it was with you. You came in, you brightened the whole studio up. You have just a great presence about you, a great aura.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yes, go to fishortho.com. We're talking to Hannah Uy this morning. If you have questions or comments, let us know before we run out of time. We're going to get one more commercial break in here, and then we'll be right back. Check out the YMCA Healthy Kids Day this weekend, Saturday the 27th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're going to be right back with more after this. Don't go anywhere. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
delicious seafood is what you'll find at David's Catfish House. David's Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, had a really interesting conversation with the Bail Project, an organization that's doing a fireside chat tomorrow night, Thursday at the Rex, about helping people who are basically poor avoid the problem of being incarcerated pre-trial when they haven't been convicted just because they can't afford to make bail. Also, learned a lot about the costs involved in complying with the new EPA rules on PFAS contaminants with ECUA Executive Director Bruce Woody. You can listen to those and every other segment from the show at newsradio923.com.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Well, darling, I got some things to say. You've been running in and out and taking over my mind every single night and day. What's a man gotta say, do, be, please just tell.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. Sitting in the studio with me this morning is Hannah Uy from Fishbine Orthodontics. Go to fishortho.com. Go visit them down here in Pensacola at 4900 Marketplace Road. They have 9 convenient locations. They do a lot of great work in our community, and that's what we're talking about this morning. Let's hit on the Embrace Initiative real quick and tell everybody about this, because this is something we have great going with our sister station, Cat Country 987.
Yeah, absolutely. So our Embrace Initiative was put in place by Dr. Ben Fishbine to have a way to help kids who may have been bullied because of their teeth or are maybe just in a situation that is less than ideal, but are so deserving of treatment. So you can actually go on Cat Country, and on their website there's a place that you can nominate a child who is deserving of free comprehensive braces through Fishbine Orthodontics. And let me tell you, the kids that get these, I've worked personally on these kids, they are just some of the sweetest, most deserving humans. And the fact that we can help them with their confidence, it's going to be a lifetime of difference there.
Yeah. Some kids can be a little cruel, especially when your teeth look a certain way. So that'll be a great thing for a child to receive that gift. Go and nominate a child right now, catcountry987.com. And this will be a podcast on our site over here at newsradio923.com as well. Hannah Uy, thank you so much for being here today. It was a pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, fishortho.com, Fishbine Orthodontics, and the great work they do in our community. YMCA Healthy Kids Day
Stream
this Saturday,
News
10 to 2.
newsradio923.com, News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.